On the show today, we have Pulsate's very own Sarah Martin talking to us all the way from Ireland. They are a CMFG Ventures portfolio company, and we are talking today about top challenges facing credit unions as member engagement shifts to digital. A very timely topic indeed, and Sarah tells us all about it, so check it out. Today, we have a truly international call talking to Sarah Martin from Pulsate, all the way from Ireland, the beautiful country of Ireland. Oh my gosh, one of my favorite countries on planet Earth. Sarah, how are you?
I'm great. And, you know, in this world of digital first, we are no longer far away. We serve all of our customers from right here in Ireland. And yeah, we feel really close to them. One of the great things about the COVID crisis has been really getting closer to our customers across the pond, despite not actually seeing them for 2 years.
That amazing? That amazing. Yeah, I just went to a conference last month where people, you know, had seen each other like for the first time in like 2 years, or, you know, credit unions talking to people that they've been working with and they never seen them before, you know? So welcome to the digital age.
Same situation, Michael. I guess it was the GAC you're at, and everybody was just so happy to be out. And I met people I'd been working with for 3 years for the very first time. It was absolutely fantastic.
Yep. Really fun. Really fun stuff. Hey, speaking of fun, let's introduce today's topic, shall we? Top challenges facing credit unions as member engagement shifts to, well, believe it or not, digital, what we're talking about right here. So, and we just gave an example of that at the last conference we were all at. So first question here for you, Sarah, what are the top challenges facing credit unions as member engagement shifts to online and mobile banking? Because we've been at this for a while, but obviously the pandemic really accelerated everything, obviously. So we'll get your take on as this big shift that we're in right now.
Well, of course. Well, at Pulsate, we are extremely happy to work with credit unions, be it for many, many reasons, including the fact that they're just genuinely purpose-driven. They really, really want to serve their members and their community, and it just makes for a wonderful group of people, right? So working with credit unions is fantastic in general, but of course, that community and that serving of the members has always been more or less primarily via face-to-face, and that relationship and that bond that's created to face-to-face communications with people coming to the branch. But of course, now with digital first banking and actually mobile first banking, we would go an extra step. The relationship with the credit union has to change, because the consumer, the member, is now engaging on a glass screen in their hand, and it's completely different.
Yeah,
and that's a challenge, right? First of all, it is a transformation challenge and in a culture challenge. How do we change our mindset from dealing with people face to face and serving them in that way to actually serving them in their day, in their daily lives, as they go about their business? And that is a challenge, right? It's a challenge to have the tools that you need, to have the data that you need, but it's also kind of psychological. And we've seen over the last 2 years just a massive shift and such transformation, and hats off to the credit union community for embracing such a change. But the challenge is large, but the opportunity is fantastic, because instead of me as a member of a credit union having to take an hour off work to go and get, you know, go to the branch and meet the lovely people there, actually, the branch is in my pocket now, and I can get served at a time and a place that's relevant to me, and it's no longer maybe interrupting my day. So that's the opportunity that comes from the challenge for the member, and the member really if served correctly through the digital channels, he feels served and known by the credit union in a way maybe that surpasses what was possible in a world where everything was maybe physical or face to face, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so how can credit unions maintain and build those personal connections with members in a digital environment? Because we've all saw, you know, you got this pendulum, and sometimes we can take it too far to the digital. and we forget about, hey, this, what about the personal service? So how can they maintain that personal connection even in a digital environment?
It does start with the data and what you know. And actually, in today's world, credit unions know a lot more. And actually, in a digital world, they know a lot more about their members than they did before. And that data used correctly and used smartly can really transform how the member can feel served, right? Because that's really at the center of that relationship. So knowing that using that data in a very smart way can be really, really powerful. And of course, we've been really lucky to be able to empower some of our credit unions to do that. And we have almost 200 credit unions in the US using our platform. Yeah, to proactively, and we talk about proactively communicating with their customers in their moment of need, right? So I can tell you a couple of examples if that helps.
Sure.
And we come back to the COVID crisis, right? Because it's still top of mind. But in the early days, we had some smaller number of customers at that time, but having conversations with credit union leaders about the challenges that they were facing around reduced operational capacity. So 40% of the call center people weren't being able to work, but yeah, the 300-500% increase in cost, the call center, just a moment of really wanting to serve their members, but really not being able to. So we were able to help them identify what's the main reason for the call. And a lot of people were worried about their, a lot of members were worried about their cash flow, the cash flow of their household. They didn't know it was around the corner. And many, many people looking for like skip of pensions or debt forgiveness, things like that, PPP, all that kind of good stuff. So our customers were able to identify who is eligible for a skip of payment, who has a loan, who's eligible for a skip of pay. They were able to immediately send them out the information and instructions on how to apply for that themselves. Those who were not eligible for skip and pay, they were informed of what was available to them, and they could serve themselves in that moment, therefore reducing the impact on the operations for the credit union. And that example was so, so powerful. We had one credit union leader call us and say, "Sarah, it's literally gone nearly silent in the call center," because that small action was able to be to have such an impact. And that's what I mean by proactively serving, knowing what's wrong and being able to proactively serve. And we've many examples of that. We had another credit union who has recently had a credit card outage. And instead of sending everybody an email and sending everybody a text message to say, "Hey, we have a problem right now," they were able to say, "Well, actually, only these have a credit card, so we're just going to send these a message. We're going to tell," and they sent them a simple SMS or push notification saying, "We're currently having a credit card outage. We will let you know as soon as possible." Mm-hmm. So instead of people in shoe shops calling, going, "Why can't I access my money?" all of a sudden, the members felt very served in that moment and proactively, and that frustration was relieved. But also the operational impact has been vast. So of course there's service related examples. I'm just going to give you one more example because it's one that I really love, and it's about car loans. So it's a little bit more on the revenue driving the growth side of credit card business or credit union business. Sorry, I'm jumping over my words there, but
that's okay.
With Pulsate, we can know who's eligible for a car loan, right, through the ingestion of data. And then with our location technology, we can know when an individual is being pre-approved for a loan, car loan, actually at the car lot. So using those two pieces of data, our customers are able to, in the moment of need, say, "Hey, Michael, don't forget you're already pre-approved for a car loan of $65,000. You just have to click here to accept." And those campaigns are so impactful. We continuously see an excess of a 50% increase, not because it's necessarily massively smart, but it's about serving that member where and when they need to be served, right? And it's so, so powerful. And as a result, the relationship is greatly impacted.
Well, you can guarantee if I'm approved for a car loan for $65,000, I'm clicking on that thing right now. So that's good news for everybody.
I like to say the $65,000. I too would like that.
Wow, right? What can I get? Okay, so what are some lessons learned that you guys?
obviously plenty of, you know, we have a very strong customer success team that are specifically designed to support our customers to ensure that they're getting the most from the service. And there was one situation where, unfortunately, a customer of ours had one of their branches go on fire, which is a terrible situation. But this is a terrible situation, and it is incredibly urgent and important to the credit union, right? Because they're people, they got to get them out, they got to make it safe, they have to protect their assets, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not super urgent and important to anybody who's not in the vicinity of the branch in that moment. So we were able to guide that credit union to say, hey, now don't send that push notification to all of your 165,000 members, because it's only actually relevant to people who are close by.
Right.
So they were able to create a geofence and just notify people when they were close, and therefore not creating more panic or creating, you know, sending out communications that's not relevant, because relevancy is so important to communications. And I guess another piece would be like singular communication, so sending out one message. So if you think about yourself, Michael, you probably applied for a loan or a credit card in your time. As a credit union, you can say, Michael, hey, why don't you apply for a credit card? But of course, in that moment, you may not be interested in a credit card, or maybe you're just distracted by life, right? So acknowledging that, like, singular communications, you know, they will work a little bit, but they're not as powerful as being able to follow the journey of the consumer, right? So let's say, Michael, you start to apply for a credit card in this example, but you don't complete it. This is what we call application abandonment. And as much as 85% of applications are abandoned, right?
Yeah.
So you can, that's an action, right? You might have applied for it based on an email that you received from the credit union, but then you just got distracted. The doorbell rang, or the dog started barking, or the child started screaming. So, you know, life happens. And one of the great things about what you're able to do with Pulsed is actually build out your journeys and follow your customer along their path of need. So, for example, Michael's abandoned the application, but he is interested because he started. Mm-hmm. So let's just remind him of the application and not at another moment in his day, maybe later in the day, and we have all the data to imply what to infer what's the best time to communicate with you. And then actually say, hey, Michael, do you want to continue that application, and allow you to click on a call to action to bring you to the location of the application that you left off, and not make you start from scratch again, right? Because that's not fair.
Yep.
But equally, maybe you need some more support. Maybe actually you just want to talk to somebody. So the second call to action button can be, do you want to speak to an advisor? And that's often the case for loans, for example. Mm-hmm. And then equally, you know, again, building in the location aspect, Michael is walking close to or driving close to one of our branches. Why not invite him in and ask him, does he need any more support to get through the application? So really following the journey of the member really helps not just create completions and conversions, but helps Michael feel like he's being served, right?
Right, right. Exactly. And I've been there, done that.
Exactly.
Been there, done that on those applications for sure. Hey, what would be your top three recommendations to credit unions striving to improve their digital member experience? What are some of the top three things that you would provide or offer some advice?
Well, obviously, he's Pulsed. No, I'm joking. kind of. I guess keep it simple is really important. So don't try to do everything all at once. We will all, you know, Pulsed can ingest data from any source, but really we focus all efforts around priority use cases that are important to the credit union in terms of growth, but also important to the members. So paying, we focus really around loan abandonment, card usage, digital wallet. I can talk about digital wallet all day long. It's so important these days. If your card is not in the wallet, are they really loyal? Pulse is really going to get encouraging people to add that carrot to the wallet. And that, that's really powerful. That's what I mean about small things, right? Just taking it really one. Have you ever read that book, How to Eat an Elephant?
I know of it, but I haven't read it, but I know the whole philosophy behind it. Yes.
Yes, just eat the elephant one bite at a time. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And just keeping it simple, bringing it back to what will make a difference for your members. Mm-hmm. And I would really just focus on that. And just making sure, like forever, credit unions have always had communities and members at the heart of everything that that they do. Don't lose sight of that. And just because the relationship is through the glass screen does not mean that that relationship and that purpose is not. And in fact, it's more important now in this digital age that this purpose shines through in communications and engagements, because mm-hmm. we need that, right? We need to feel something more than just the transaction. And I think credit unions are extremely well placed in this environment. Agreed. To do that, right?
Yeah. And it sounds like the main theme here, or the thread that runs through this, Sarah, is that the data allows you to be proactive to offer that personal service, right? Is that kind of what the process here, it seems like?
Yes, it is. Like if you think about the mobile app as a branch in the pocket and really utilizing your services in order to maximize that, I think that's really smart. But also not only about the growth, right? The growth tools, like the loans and the cards, but financial health is so important. You know, encouraging people to sign up for your credit score solution, making sure that when there's a credit score change, a substantial change, not just one digit, right? Yeah. That's important. Don't annoy people either. There's a line,
exactly.
Right? Communication is not great, and you can always think about that from your own perspective. But financial health is so important, and educating and providing the tools. Like Oregon State, one of our customers, do a fantastic job of using Pulse8 for educating their customers. So when they offer, like for example, they don't just offer a loan, they will tell them the types that are available to them and the impact that those loans will have on their credit score and their overall financial health. And that education piece is so important for that relationship. It, you really have to be cognizant of it not being too transactional and really continuing to be the organization that serves your members, serves your community. And that comes back down to education as well.
Yep. Good message indeed. Anything else to wrap up here, Sarah? I mean, I could talk another half hour on this easily because it's really fascinating stuff on how we can kind of get ahead of the curve on this one. So it's really, really neat. And then have credit unions really offer this stuff to their members just makes it that much better. So, but anything else to add to wrap up? Because I know it's the end of your day and it's the beginning of my day. So you probably want to get out of the office.
Well, the office is still at home.
Mine too.
Yes. No, I guess if any of your listeners or want to discuss how they could potentially benefit from Pulse8, obviously reach out. I'm Sarah Martin. I'm the CEO of Pulse8. And we, I'm delighted to talk. Even, you know, I'm known to talk just for the chats. It's not, I love talking to credit unions. I love talking and hearing your stories. So please do just reach out. And maybe someday we can help each other out.
Sounds good. Well, we'll put the link in the show notes so people can get right to it and check it out and give you a call if they have any questions. So good stuff. All right, Sarah. Well, I'll let you get back at it. Appreciate it. And look forward to the next chat.
Thank you so much, Michael. Thank you.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.